Washington, D.C.-based group First Focus issued surveys to school districts across the U.S. to monitor the homeless student population. They received 1,700 responses.
And many of the school districts that we received data from gave us some pretty stark responses. For example, Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools have already served 59%, over half of last year's entire caseload, in just the first 2 to 3 months of school.
Philip Lovell, Vice President of Education Policy, explains what serving means.
We mean that they've been identified and enrolled in their schools and then often connected to other services that might help them stay in school. Those services can include anything from transportation to counseling.
Eau Claire saw an 84% increase in homeless students between this time last year and now. By late October, Racine Unified School District saw a 35% jump. With states nationwide financially strapped, coupled with a foreclosure crisis, Lovell says the homeless kids are stuck in the middle.
You know, everything happens all together, and it ends up that children are losing out more than anyone else. School districts are having their budgets tightened, and in the meantime, while students are losing their homes, we're trying to actually ask Congress for funding so that these kids can stay in their schools.
The education analyst calls House Appropriations Committee Chairman David Obie a Wisconsin champion on this issue. First Focus is hoping Obie will include funding for these special school programs as part of the proposed economic stimulus package. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.